The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
By the way, my guest just a moment ago, Ron Archer, will be the keynote speaker for the Relationships Under Construction Banquet coming up in March. Yeah, he will be the keynote speaker for the Relationships Under Construction Banquet in March. Now, I'm not prone to hyperbole and exaggeration. I'm really not. I have heard hundreds of preachers and speakers through the years. Ron Archer is one of the most spellbinding speakers that I've ever heard. For one thing, he never breathes, as you could tell from the interview. You know, he can speak for 45 minutes and breathe like twice, maybe three times in the entire time. One of the most powerful messages, it was a sermon, was a couple of years ago. I had the privilege of being the MC at the banquet for the Ridge Project, Ron and Kathy T. Arena. They've been on my program many times. It's a ministry to people coming out of prison. Ron T. Arena was in prison for 15 years for something that he didn't do. And now God has given he and Kathy an incredible ministry called the Ridge Project. Well, they have an annual banquet, and I had the privilege of being the MC, and it was at the Mansfield Reformatory. They have a banquet room where the old visitors' room used to be. Of course, Mansfield Reformatory, that's where Shawshank Redemption was filmed, one of the most famous prisons in America because of that movie. And anyway, they've made the visitors' area kind of a banquet facility. Well, Ron Archer was the speaker. I'd never heard of him. Who is this guy? I've never heard of him. Because I was the MC, I sat at the table with Ron. We kind of got acquainted, you know. And then he got up to speak, and he began sharing his testimony. And part of his testimony is that his grandfather was imprisoned at Mansfield Reformatory. He was imprisoned there. And as a child, Ron, as you heard, came from a horribly dysfunctional family. His mother was a prostitute. He was beaten. The mother tried to abort him. He tried to commit suicide when he was, I think he was 10 years old. I mean, his story is just the epitome of a heartbreaking story of a child abused, lonely, depressed, suicidal. And he would come and visit his grandpa in that waiting room. And he gave his testimony about how God had transformed him, changed him, how Jesus Christ had come into his life. And he recounted the difference that God had made in his life since he used to come to that very room as a child to visit his grandfather in prison. I was blown away. It was one of the most powerful messages I have ever heard. Ron will be the keynote speaker at the Relationships Under Construction Banquet in March. I honestly don't know the date. But when the date is announced and registration is open, it isn't open yet, folks. this is going to be a sellout. Get your reservations in as soon as possible, as soon as registration opens, and I'll let you know when that is. But anyway, this is fascinating. I have an article in my left hand. I have an article in my right hand. The article in my left hand is from the New York Times. This is from yesterday. Yesterday's New York Times. And you know, of course, the New York Times is not exactly known for leaning to conservative issues. They have become far, far, far left. But here is the headline from yesterday's New York Times. CDC officials say most available evidence indicates schools can be safe if precautions are taken on campus and in the community. Quote, on Tuesday, federal health officials weighed in with a call for returning children to the nation's classrooms as soon as possible, saying the preponderance of evidence indicates that in-person instruction can be carried out safely. Federal officials cited the many benefits of in-person schooling for children, argued for prioritizing their educational, developmental, and emotional and mental health needs. Quote, schools are an important source not just of education, but health and social services for children. Then the New York Times study goes on and says, back in August and September, we did not have a lot of data or whether or not we should see the same sort of rapid spread in schools that we had seen in other high-density work sites or residential sites. And then it goes on and says, back in August and September, we didn't know any better. We didn't have the data. We didn't have the science. But now we know kids ought to be back in school. They are safer in school. They can be safe in school. Let me read it again. The what was that phrase about the preponderance of evidence? Oh, yeah, here it is. The preponderance of available evidence indicates that in-person instruction can be carried out safely. So we have the New York Times reporting that the CDC and basically all of the scientific data says get the kids back in school as quick as possible. That was yesterday. Here's another headline from yesterday. Biden backs Chicago teachers refusing to return to school. Quote, I know they want to work. President Joe Biden on Monday expressed support for the Chicago Teachers Union in its fight against reopening schools for in-person learning, saying, I know they want to work. They just want to work in a safe environment and as safe as we can rationally make it, and we can do that. Okay. So here is the president who is standing for science. Remember what he used to say constantly, what the liberal left said about Donald Trump? He's a science denier, and we're all going to die because of Donald Trump. Joe Biden has said, we got to follow the science. We got to obey the science. So I've got the CDC, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and almost every scientist in America that deals with communicable diseases and so forth saying, okay, we didn't know it then, but we know it now. It is safe to get the kids back in school. In fact, it is better for them. The teachers don't have to worry about it because the kids don't spread it to adults. Get the kids back in school. We have the Chicago Teachers Union denying science, defying science, and saying, no, we're going to keep teaching from home, and we're even going to go on strike. And who does our new president support? The teachers union. Yeah. the teachers union. The president of the teachers union in Chicago said she was very pleased with the president's comments. Yeah. Why? Because the teachers' unions, the National Education Association, as well as local teachers' unions all across America, together put millions of dollars into the Biden campaign. And now President Biden is paying some debts. It'll hurt the children. It'll harm the children. Science says the kids need to get back in school. The Chicago union says, oh, no, we don't want to go back to school. And the new president backs fully and completely a union that is going to harm the children. This is just the beginning. We'll be back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. That's the number that Jim in Lewis Center has called. Jim, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for having me on, Bob. I just have a great concern with regard to this sudden cancel culture that's been brought to my attention, specifically to MyPillow. Lindor, is that his name?
Mike Lindell.
Mike Lindell, yeah. Mm-hmm. That has come to him is very, and there's other companies doing it. When these large companies start cutting off people, their free speech, their opinion, that cut off people from business because they don't like their opinion is very frightening to me. And it seems to me that the only way that if you can't speak to people with words anymore, the only thing I know to do is join the cancel culture. And I have indeed canceled my $500 a month to Kroger's Kohl's are also off my list, but more importantly, I think any supplier, any person on here, any Christian person who values the freedom of speech, for crying out loud, ought to do this. Any supplier they have, they ought to call first their corporate office, which I did, and then they ought to go somewhere else. I'm going to Meijer now for my groceries because I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I believe they're a Christian organization anyway.
Yeah. Well, if people, you know, I'm hearing for boycotts for Kohl's and Bed Bath & Beyond and Wayfair and so forth. To be honest, I don't know the boycotts ever work. But what I would suggest is that you call your local Kohl's, Bed Bath & Beyond and just say, hey, do you still carry the MyPillow products? Boy, they're great. I heard maybe you're not going to carry them anymore. Can you tell me why not? Kindly but firmly register your disapproval to the local management, because that's those are the people that are going to communicate back to corporate office and say, hey, guys, you made a decision at the corporate level, but we're the ones that are suffering. Be kind, be gracious, but be firm. And then, second, if you have ever thought about buying a MyPillow product, now is the time to do it, to show Mike Lindell that you support him, but also to tell Kohl's and Bed Bath & Beyond and Wayfair and the others, you know what? We don't need you. We'll just go straight to the company. We get better prices anyway.
Well, Bob, I called my local Kroger's. They said, oh, okay, thanks. I could tell it really wasn't a big deal to them. I also called Kroger's, the corporate office, and I got quite a great response from them, and I had to wait 40 minutes on the phone to talk to them.
What does Kroger's have to do with this? Do they Kroger's sell my pillow products?
Yes, they do.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. I had not heard that Kroger's was not selling them. Huh. Interesting. I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, well, they are. I called them. I asked her first thing I asked her was, do you carry my pillow? And she said, I'll have to check. And so she said, yes, sir, in such and such an aisle. And so that's when I explained to her my problem. And I also, like I said, at the corporate office, though, I got a pretty strong response from them. Because I have a Kroger's credit card and all that, as soon as I told them my name and phone number, they knew exactly who I was, my address, and everything. That might be good or bad, I don't know.
I'm sure. Yeah, I just looked it up, and evidently Kroger's, I had no idea that Kroger's even sold MyPillow products, but I just looked it up, and yes, they are one of the companies that have said they're not going to be selling MyPillow products any longer.
But Bob, the only way boycotts will work, if we rise up like the Christian community did with Chick-fil-A when Mike Huckabee made known what was happening there, and that's the only way these companies are going to take notice. There has to be a lot of people. It can't be just one people. I think they think for one person there's 1,000 like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, if 10 people, they're going to think there's 10,000 people.
Yeah.
You know, so that's my encouragement, is for people to call these people that have the audacity to figure out how to cancel speech. It's being canceled in so many other ways too, Bob. I can tell you 10 of them, but you know, I don't want to take the time.
It is the new McCarthyism, Jim. It really is. And it's all coming from the left. You know, you know, the liberal left used to be, you're old enough to remember that the liberal left controlled the campuses, and that's where free speech, boy, no longer. The liberal left does not want free speech, not at all.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Jim, thanks for calling. I appreciate it, and thanks for doing the right thing. All right?
Thank you, Bob.
God bless you. Bye-bye. And I'm serious. If you've ever thought about buying a MyPillow product, now is the time. And by the way, go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BobTalk. Please, if you buy a MyPillow product, use the promo code BobTalk. All right, we'll be back.